Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Anthony Adragna. Michael Regan, President Joe Biden's pick to lead the EPA, testified before the Environment and Public Works Committee on Wednesday.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman Capito and Ranking Member Carper, and members of this committee. I am grateful for your time this afternoon and our shared commitment to protecting our environment, our communities, and our economy.
If confirmed by the Senate, Regan will be critical to enacting the president's sweeping climate agenda and would be tasked with reversing the aggressive dismantling of environmental safeguards during the Trump administration. Regan would also make history as the first black man to lead the agency. So far, while Regan's nomination is mostly welcomed among Democrats, he has received some pushback from Republicans who say his climate agenda is too aggressive, and from environmentalists who say his climate agenda isn't aggressive enough. Today, the state of Michael Regan's confirmation process and his climate policy agenda. It's Thursday, February 4th. Politico's Annie Snyder watched Wednesday's hearing with Michael Regan. What do people need to know about him from kind of a top-level perspective? Who is he?
So Michael Regan is the top environmental regulator for the state of North Carolina. He's served in a Democratic administration at the state level, but North Carolina, as we all know, is a purple state. So he is coming from a background where he's had to work across the aisle. He was not necessarily President Biden's first pick to lead the EPA, but he rose to the top because of his ties to the environmental justice communities, who have been very powerful within this cycle of determining nominees.
And he was introduced by two Republican senators, potentially a good sign for confirmation prospects. What was the overall tone toward him among the Republican members today?
There was generally a very positive feeling about Regan. His reputation within North Carolina, as described by those two Republican senators, was that he's known as a good listener, a collaborator, and really fair. When Senator Tillis introduced him, he said, you know, look, Republicans didn't win the White House. The election didn't go the way we wanted it to. And so there are going to be policies coming out of this administration that aren't necessarily the policies we'd like to see. But Regan is somebody that we can work with. He's somebody who we can count on to be fair. And that's about what we can ask for right now. So there were generally very positive feelings coming from Republicans about Regan. That isn't to say that there wasn't plenty of criticism for President Biden's approach on climate change and some of the executive actions that we've seen come out already in just the past week, relating to climate change, relating to halting the Keystone XL pipeline, relating to halting oil and gas development on public lands. Plenty of criticism for those policies, but lots of positive words for Regan himself.
Were Republicans successful or Democrats, were they successful in boxing him into any specific policy commitments, which I know is often a feature of these hearings?
There were strong efforts, but he did a pretty good job at non-answers. So on major policy questions, of course, climate change and regulations for power plants was a big one. Senator Capito, who is going to be the ranking member of the Environment and Public Works Committee, was actually acting as the chair today for obscure procedural reasons. She tried to pin him down on some tricky legal questions relating to regulating power plants, and Regan dodged it pretty carefully. There were also efforts related to the RFS, and he sidestepped pretty much all of the major policy questions. He did make a commitment relating to forever chemicals, PFAS. So this was in response to questions from Senator Gillibrand, but this issue is one of bipartisan concern on the committee, even among the two top members on the committee. So he did commit to pursuing discharge limits for chemicals manufacturers and other industrial sources. This is a topic that he has intimate familiarity with from his time in North Carolina, where there was a major contamination crisis of the Cape Fear River, a drinking water source for some 200,000 people, related to discharges from a chemicals manufacturing plant, the Chemours facility. So he did go a step further than President Biden had committed to during the campaigns on that issue.
We've talked about Republicans. What was the Democratic reception to Secretary-designee Regan?
Yeah, I think it was pretty warm. But in some ways, at some times, they seemed a little bit more critical than the Republicans did. For instance, one of the phrases that Regan mentioned a couple of times was this idea of we want to look forward, not backward. You know, that was in response to some of the questions about reviving Obama era policies. But that perked the ears of Senator Whitehouse, obviously. bulldog, obviously a strong environmentalist, that phrase prompted Senator Whitehouse to ask, you know, look, if you're the captain of a ship and your ship's been damaged, you want to inspect the ship itself. You know, he was saying, you know, this idea of just looking forwards doesn't account for the fact that Democrats believe that the Trump administration caused some major damage and major hollowing out of EPA. And so he really pressed Regan on making sure that that in this sort of idea of looking forward and not behind, that that wasn't overlooking some of what Democrats believe needs to be done at the Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, let me ask you this. I know we're not in the prediction business, but based on this, and I, with the timing of the impeachment, I think the timing of the final vote is unclear. But after this hearing, what is your general impression about his confirmation prospects?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're at least preparing to move swiftly. So, at these hearings, there are typically many questions that senators want to ask that they don't have time for in the hearing itself. Those are called questions for the record that they send in and ask for written responses from the nominee on. So the deadline that was set for senators to get those in is by Friday, and they gave Regan only the weekend to respond to them. So that would at least suggest that they're preparing to move swiftly. Whether or not that comes to pass, I think is going to involve other factors beyond just the committee and this nominee themselves.
So a fun weekend for Secretary Designee Regan up ahead.
Good times.
Thanks for chatting with me, Annie. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. Also, check out our other shows, Politico Dispatch, Nerdcast, and Global Translations. Thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.